We are continuing in today's Mishnah Yomi. Today we will learn Hashem, we're learning Maseches Peah, Perek Gimel, Chapter 3, Mishnayis Dalet through Hey, Mishnayis 4 through 5. Mishnah Dalet says as follows, Ha'imos Shabbat Salam Chayavos Bepeah. Literally, again, the mother onion. The mother onion is chayav in peah. Now, what's the mother onion? So the Bar Tanura explains over here, Bitzalim Gidolim Shamanichin Osin Lagadol Zera. This is an onion that you leave in the ground in order to create seed. Now the Bar Tanura says, "Umitoch shemishtan ba'aretz lochazu la'achila ele'ayideat chak." Because they're left in the ground for a longer amount of time, that it often renders them inedible. Now they could be consumed under duress, all right, or they could be consumed in extenuating circumstances. But it's not normally something that you would consider to be edible. Nevertheless, because it is technically edible, ayideh. Hadchak, you know, in difficult or extenuating circumstances. Therefore, the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah, says that it's chayiv in peah. However, Rabbi Yossi says that it's potter. Rabbi Yossi's logic is, since people don't normally consume it, therefore, halacha lemaisa, they won't be chayiv in peah. Mother onions won't be chayiv in peah, according to Rabbi Yossi. Good. Malbunos habetzalam shebein ayarak, an interesting case. What happens if you have rows, or actually, the way it's better translated, it's not as rows, but they translate it as squares. You have patches of onions in between, in a vegetable field. In a vegetable field. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yossi Omer, Peya Mikol Echer Ve'Echer. Rabbi Yossi says that essentially we look at these as independent squares, and therefore halacha l'maisa, you have to take Peya, you have to take Peya from each and every patch. Chacham the Chacham say no, Me'echad al hakol. Now the Chachamim have an interesting idea. The Chachamim say that halacha l'maisa, in this type of field, you have onions and vegetables. So the Chachamim consider it to be the onions, the ikar, the primary item, and the vegetables, the tafel, the secondary item. And the reason for that is because since the onions last, right, you could store them and they could last for a longer amount of time and vegetables cannot. Therefore, again, the onions are primary, the vegetables are secondary, and therefore, again, the Chachamim hold that you only have to take one peah for the entire field. Good, interesting Mishnah. Mishnah Hey, Mishnah number 5. Ha'achim shechelku, so an interesting case. Here you have a following situation. A father passed away, and now his sons inherit his property. So what happens as a result? Now let's say the brothers divided the estate. Once they divide the estate, then halacha l'maisa nostin shtei peos. They have to go ahead and give two different peos. In other words, each brother gives peah from his portion of the field. Chazru v'nishtatfu. What happens if halacha l'maisa, the brothers go ahead and rejoin their interests? Now, interesting enough, what happens over here is they split, but then they decide to go ahead and rejoin again. Nostin peah achos. Ultimately, again, since it remains as one field, they're only obligated to give one peah. Beautiful. Shnayim shalachu es ha'ilan nosin peah achas. Similarly, if you have two people who went ahead and jointly purchased a tree, it's only chayiv in one peah. Lakach zet zifono bezet deromo. However, let's say one person purchased the north part of the tree, the other person purchased the southern part of the tree. Zeh nosin peah liatzmo v'zeh nosin peah liatzmo. Then ultimately, again, each of them will go ahead and give their own peah from their own defined part of the tree. In other words, what you begin to see is as follows. When people have independent defined ownership interests in something, they each have their own peah obligation. But once those ownership interests are pooled and to a certain degree indistinguishable, then halacha l'maisa, one peah suffices. So when the brothers divide the estate, each one is chayav in peah. They re-pool their interests, one peah suffices for all. Two people buy a tree jointly, one peah. One buys the northern side of the tree, the southern side of the tree, two different peahs. Hamocher kilche ilan besoch sadeu. This is an interesting case. If you look at the Bar Tanura, he says, mocher kilche ilan. So kalach literally means a stalk. So it sounds like he's selling a stalk of a tree. What does that mean? The Bar Tanura says, "Shrashei tzmachim shechayavim bepeah v'lo machar lo hakarka." So the case over here is, if you could imagine, you bought a sapling, or I should say, Reuven sold the sapling to Shimon, right? So Shimon goes ahead and purchases a sapling. So what happens? But again, Shimon didn't purchase any land, just the sapling. So what's the halacha? No sapling, we call echad ve'echad. Ultimately, again, each purchaser assuming that again Reuven's selling off his sapling, so each purchaser of a sapling has to give peah from his sapling. When is that so? Emasai bizman shelo shir bal hasada. That is only if Reuven the seller did not go ahead and retain any saplings for himself. If you look at the Bar Tanura, bizman shelo shir kilomar imlo hischil bal hasada liktzor or lilkot peros. So the Bar Tanura explains, if Reuven the seller himself did not go ahead and begin to harvest any of the fruit in the field, that's when the purchaser will be obligated to go ahead and give payah. However, the Mishnah concludes, avalim shir balasada nosin hu payah lakol. But literally, again, if the owner left some of the saplings for himself, then halacha lamaisa, the owner of the field will have to give payah on the entire field. The Bar Tanura explains about him, his schil balasada liktar sadeo kodim shemacharas elu. But if Reuven began to harvest his field, so Reuven retained some of the saplings, and remember, Reuven owns the karka, he owns the land. So if he began to already harvest the saplings prior to going ahead and selling to others, then halacha lemaisa, he will have to go ahead and give payah for the entire field. The Bar Tanur explains, the mechi aschil b'ketziro b'lekita saperos echayiv b'peah kol asada. Because the moment that Reuven, who's the owner of the field, begins to harvest, that's when the payah obligation is generated. And because he generated that obligation even before he went ahead and he sold anything, therefore the entire payah obligation for the field rests upon him. Wonderful. All right, we will stop over here for today. Shkayach, everyone, tomorrow we will continue with Mishnayis Vav through Zayin. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.